Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
It is the season that parents hate. The season of getting your kids ready to go outside for winter.
Ah, yes.
Because during the summer, it's like, okay, shorts and a t-shirt, you're good to go. Just put on your shoes. But when it gets colder, you have to start
layering
your kids up. Toque, mitts, sometimes ski pants, sometimes a jacket. And that can be an absolute nightmare for parents, especially if their kids are like 3, 4, 5 years old. Because right now, Fiona, she's like, what, 6 months?
6 months, yes.
6 months. You still control everything she does.
It's fabulous.
You choose what she wears. She just sits there like a potato while you dress her up.
She's a little more squirmy, but yeah, I basically just cram her into stuff. It's fine.
In a few years, you are going to have to plan everything like 30 minutes earlier than usual during the winter, because getting kids ready during the winter is a nightmare. You put on their ski pants and then their boots, and then they run away while you're looking for their toque, and then they take off their boots while you find that toque, and then you put the toque on and you're like, oh, where are your boots? Where did they go? And they put them in the freezer or something.
But then the classic too, in the midst of all this, I need to pee.
Oh,
that's the worst.
Here's the thing. It always happens when it's all finished. Like, you just took 25 minutes. If you have two kids, it's even worse because they're all over the place. And then, yeah, I need to pee.
And you can't second guess that. You have to believe them. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't and they pee, it's like, ugh.
And the worst is they give you the puppy dog eyes when they do that, too. I need to pee. And you're like, I can't stay mad at you.
We're talking sports. Big win for the Riders. 27-19 over BC. I don't know why my voice changed.
What happened there?
I was trying to sound like the average sport pundit.
Which pundit? Apparently is like a 55-year-old man?
I guess. Or I don't know.
You went really low like this.
Yeah, and I started tapping my papers for some reason.
Sounded like my Scott Stapp impression right there. That's what it sounded like.
I don't know why that happened, but the
sports.
Riders are doing great.
Yeah, they're killing it. This sports talk just... awesome so far. Let's just redeem ourselves by playing the Cody Fajardo theme
song. There you go.
There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright.
Fajardo! Here's the thing, Stacy.
Tell me.
The Riders did not play that great. They really didn't have that great of a game, and a lot of Rider fans are worried about that. They're like, okay, it's crunch time, you mm-hmm. know? Like, the playoffs are 2 weeks away. If the Riders beat Edmonton, they clinch a home playoff game.
Yeah.
But I'm actually pumped that the Riders didn't play that well.
Why?
Because they didn't play well, and they still won. That's what a good football team does. Even
really?
If they don't play at their best, they still find a way to win football games. So Rider Nation, don't be worried. This team will be a-okay, especially when we got number 7 slinging the ball for us.
There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright.
Fajardo! Happy Election Day, Stacey.
Happy Election Day, Clayton.
After today, no more attack ads, no more annoying commercials, no more lawn signs everywhere you look. I'm actually gonna miss it a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Not really, not at all. It's a big day here in Canada.
Yeah.
We made the Google Doodle.
You
know how
right.
when you go on Google, there's a different way they spell Google like each and every day. Today, it's Canada's Election Google Doodle Day.
We're so popular.
And when I told you that, I was like, we made the Google Doodle. And you thought
it was... I thought you
made
Cruise FM. And I was like, oh my God, what have we done?
Huge deal. I mean, we're bigger than the Election Day in Canada. Go us. But it is Election Day. You have not voted yet, right?
Nope. I waited because the advance poll location was mm-hmm. farther away than our polls for today. Mm-hmm. Our polls for today are literally across the back alley
yeah.
at the church. So I was like, let's just wait till then. We're absolutely going to go. And if you are wondering when you can vote, polls are open 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. today, as long as you're in line before the polls close.
Gotcha. So if it's like 7:29 and
you get
just
there.
Get there and you're in line,
you're good.
And it goes to 7:31, you still haven't voted, you'll be okay.
Yep.
Don't do that. but you will be okay. Give yourself lots of time to vote. I just love the coverage, like watching it on TV.
Me too. Constant updating, the little graphs that are going, and yeah, it's exciting. Imagine if you turned it into a drinking game too with your buddies. Anytime, you know, they mention like incumbent, you take a shot.
Oh, don't play that game. No. You don't know how many times they say incumbent during election? No. There's no joke here. Don't play that game. Get out there, exercise your right to vote. That way you can say you exercise today.
Oh, great.
Hilarious. My voting station, like most people, is in an elementary school gym.
Oh, nice.
And I cannot wait to go vote just based on that fact. Because I had a lot of good times in elementary school gyms.
It is weird, hey?
It's that smell. And like every elementary school gym, too, they have like the boot room right in the entrance by the gym. And two very distinct smells. Elementary school gyms, they all smell the same. Mm-hmm. Like a mixture of dodgeballs and
dirty socks.
Sweaty socks. Yep. Yeah, it's a gross but okay smell. But the boot room, like boot rooms at elementary schools, they all smell the same too.
And it's kind of like, again, the rubber of the shoe, but also dirt.
And like you're kind of upset by it. You're like, okay, this smells bad. But also it's bringing up these great memories that I totally forgot about, you
of
know?
Of losing a boot and searching before you can go home because you only have one shoe. Yeah.
Remember how terrifying it was losing a shoe at school? I don't know how you lose a shoe, but when you're in grade one or two, I guess it happens.
When there's, a bunch of like 6 and 7 year olds ripping around playing with shoes, it's inevitable.
You had to call your parents on like the school phone and you had to sit there. You need to come get me. I lost my shoe. I don't know how I lost it either. Stop yelling at me. If you are one of those people who thinks voting is stupid, voting is lame, my vote doesn't count. Well, we wrote a song for you to inspire you to go out there and vote.
Just vote.
Even if you don't like any of the candidates.
Just vote.
Do some quick research and go with the person who sucks the least.
Just vote.
It takes like 8 minutes, and that's if the line is super long.
Just vote.
You can get some tacos as a reward on the way home, too. If you go vote, I'll vote with you.
Unless it's at 5, that's when the Leaf game starts.
We can go before that, though, and get ice cream on the way home.
If you're gonna go, we may as well carpool and
save some money on gas.
Wow, that was pretty good.
No, it wasn't. You brought something up that I felt needed to be discussed further. You have got a new appreciation for gravy. Can Cruise. I just say I'm very proud of you?
Thank you very much. If you listen to Cruise Mornings a lot, you know that I'm a very picky eater.
Oh my God.
I'm very plain. I never really liked gravy before this weekend. We had our Friendsgiving.
I can't believe that.
We had our Friendsgiving. I was in charge of making the turkey, stuffing, and gravy because my wife volunteered me for all three.
Ah, so sweet.
Thanks, Brenly. And she worked on Saturday, so she didn't even help me. Thanks a bunch. Anyway, my dad helped me out. We made the turkey, made the stuffing, made the gravy. And again, I'm not a gravy guy, but I made it, so I felt like I should have some because it would be like a big waste of time if I didn't have any.
Of your own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have been missing out.
Dude, like, welcome to food.
Like, I've tried gravy here and there a couple times, but haven't really liked it. Maybe it was because it's gross or something. But I always just saw gravy as like a mystery meat juice. Like, what exactly is in gravy? What is gravy? All gravy is different. I could not trust gravy. Me and gravy had some trust issues.
It's meat juice.
Exactly. But what kind of meat juice?
Whatever meat you cooked.
I know, but I was worried about that. So I had gravy on my turkey and stuffing, and man, changed my life.
Oh.
Like, now I'm wondering what else I'm missing. Like, are mushrooms actually pretty good?
Yes, mushrooms are delicious.
Okay, yeah.
What about pickles? You think pickles might be a good additive to your sandwich?
No, yes. I already know all about pickles, okay? Me and pickles will never be friends.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.